5 go on trial in the slaying of Christians in Turkey. A ministry sends a team to combat post-storm troubles in Bangladesh. And one group notes the missions movement in Asia is gathering steam. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The 5 men accused of murdering 3 Christians went to trial in central Turkey last week. At stake is Turkey's willingness to tackle persecution. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner.
If the killers are simply allowed to get away with lesser charges, or it's seen that these murders were somehow justified on the basis that these Christians were involved in missionary activity, then Turkish Christians are certainly going to feel that they're not equal members of society and that their religious activities are going to continue to be under threat.
The trial resumes January 14th. Pray for opportunities for Christians in Turkey to share the truth of Christ.
The church is continuing to move forward. Christians are continuing to witness. But of course, it does cause some anxiety. There have been a number of attacks on evangelicals in the last 2 years. And they're wanting to know, will our government stand up for us? Will they defend us? Or will they allow us to be shot, killed, and attacked with impunity?
Next, the outbreak of waterborne diseases is spreading in the aftermath of Cyclone Sitter in Bangladesh. International aid's preparing a response to assist the victims of the storm. At this juncture, they're not looking for manpower, products, or material goods. Rather, until the cleanup's underway, IA needs the funds to support their medical team. Pray for the team they send. Pray for wisdom and for confidence in Christ as they minister to the survivors. You're listening to Mission Network News. While the United Nations is revised the number of worldwide AIDS infections to 33 million, down from 40 million, Transworld Radio isn't stopping their HIV-AIDS prevention programs. TWR's Tom Watkins says HIV-AIDS prevention is part of their strategic global plan. Watkins says,
it's still obviously a huge, huge problem. Some people refer to it as a tsunami every month, the tsunami several years ago that claimed about 200,000 lives, and that many people die around the world every single month of HIV/AIDS.
A new radio drama called Magogo's Village is targeting youth. Watkins says this type of oral education is effective, but Watkins says there's more to that message.
The gospel message is very much central to that, and in fact, the Magogo's Village program basically is sort of a character education-based approach to abstinence. And it uses Jesus Christ as the ultimate role model for character.
Watkins says prayer is needed because HIV is also rampant in India, China, and Russia. Next, the missions movement is strengthening in Asia, according to Asian Access's Bruce Johnson. Though the volume of believers is a contributing factor, the movement is also a reflection of their hearts for the gospel and the Great Commission. Johnson says they can more easily overcome barriers that a Westerner may meet.
People coming to your home and threatening you, to dragging you out into the street and beating you, to authorities coming and questioning you. You know, there's a broad variety, but I would say generally persecution is not a major thwart to the gospel going forward.
The spirit of the movement helps the Church of Asia overcome challenges, such as,
I think there's an openness across borders and an openness across cultures that allows this kind of missionary movement to actually go forward and be healthy.
Pray for our Christian brothers and sisters who shine the light of the gospel despite persecution. And statistics show that over 40 million children in North America haven't heard the gospel. Reaching them with the gospel is key. That's where Kids Evangelism Explosion comes in. It's a discipleship ministry that wins kids to Christ, disciples them, and then equips them to share their faith with others. E3 Partners has just launched a new tool to help that process. The Kids EE Cube is a colorful, interactive visual tool that flips and folds to reveal a clear gospel message. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. MNN can now be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill in your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you free mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.